Good Night, Sweetheart by Charlotte Bingham. Read by Kim Hicks. Prologue. Events of the past so often become more than they truly were, most particularly to those who were not there. Here is placed an assumption, there an undue emphasis. Master and servant, mistress and maid, the first insensitive, the second inevitably downtrodden. Often, too, placed in the hands of those that were not there, the past becomes either a place of darkness or a landscape lit only with blazing floodlights, without even a suggestion of dappled shade or gentle breezes. Occasionally, a photo album, a love note from a supposed mistress, a card bearing the profound condolences of some patrician writer to the grieving, the writer a duchess, the grieving a former maid, speaks of a different world, where friendly formality, not unlike the neat edging of lawns around an abundant border, might have made for a calm which, in contrast to the present, would seem deceptively serene. And so it is with the mural painted by Walter Beresford. Visitors to the house can stand before it and perhaps enjoy something of the past of which they were previously unaware, a feeling of ease that springs quite naturally from each personality depicted. It is as if the people painted on the wall are aware that they have each been assigned a role that they must play as best they can. As if, too, they know that what they are, what they are wearing, indeed everything about them, will quite soon be as fascinatingly old-fashioned as the house upon whose wall they are displayed. To begin with, the maids, Trixie and Betty. They are wearing their uniforms.